Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Jack.
And Jay.
And although we've been talking about the Alt Expo for the last hour, we have had a caller sitting on hold for quite a while who wants to talk about just government in general. I wanted to let the two of you go ahead and continue, you know, your discussion before we let someone sidetrack us onto something else. So with that out of the way, let's go to Joseph, who's calling from Maryland. Joseph, you're
Massachusetts. I'm the first-time caller. I wanted to say hearing your show on the Internet, I'm not too good. I'm blind. I'm one of the people that has fallen through these difficulties, and I have to live on Section 8, and I don't like it, but I wish I could live in your movement. I wanted to talk about the things that the government did that the U.S. Marshals get away with, like killing Bill Cooper and other things, and they just lie and lie and lie.
Well, just by that statement right there, you are living in our movement because you're saying names like William Cooper, and which is
I'm not familiar with it.
Thank you for being kind because I'm blind and I've broken home and my brothers dumped me, but that's the way it is. I have to live on Section 8, but I like your movement. How do you stop these people? How are you? Personally, and I wish you were on live every day on the radio station. It's hard on the Internet for me as a blind person, but that's another issue. How are you going to, if the government comes up there and goes
you said you're
you
in Lynn, Massachusetts. I'm going to check real quick to see if we're on any stations near you while Jay answers your question.
Only RKO Sunday night. Who is this, Allison? What's your name again?
Aria.
Oh, Aria, hi. Yeah.
Okay, so you've already checked and we're only on Sundays there? Okay,
yeah.
Sorry about that.
Oh, well.
There's the call-in number, right, where he could call
in? That's what I'm calling in on now.
Well, no, I mean the listen line.
Yeah, he was listening on the Internet. Yeah, so he's doing the right thing. Go ahead with your question. Sorry about that. Where you were in it.
Yeah, how do you stop this kind of thing? Because the government's supposed to help people that really need help, and they're so vicious. And, Section 8, but they want to know how much is in the bank and a couple dollars you can only save. And I really hate Section 8, but I just wish that people would really get out of this and get the right thing to help people. How are you going to stop the government from coming up there to New Hampshire and going to arrest you and then kill you or do something like they did to Bill Cooper, whether you like or dislike Bill Cooper? We don't agree with everybody and everything.
Now, who was Bill Cooper? Because I don't remember that.
Jack, can you help explain? He was a libertarian, wasn't he? Am I saying it?
Well, he was a former Navy intelligence officer, and he started reporting about things he knew. He was one of the people that said there would be a 9/11 attack, I think, a month or two before. And then I think he was killed like a month after.
Right, 9/11. Yeah, he was killed shortly after 9/11, and he was very instrumental in working on exposing it. He was he had been warning about it. He was on Alex Jones' show a lot back in the day.
Is Alex still on the air?
Oh, yeah, yes, Alex definitely is.
Yeah, I know.
Bill Cooper was on shortwave because before the Internet, that was one of the only ways to get something out because you couldn't get a lot of information out
of the mainstream. Yeah, but they dumped him off a lot of the... They dumped him off a lot of the things needed. But anyway, why did they kill Bill Cooper? I don't know what happened. I know that some marshals made a lot of noise and threatened, and then they went to arrest him, and he got into a gun battle. I don't blame him. Who do they think they are?
So shortly before William Cooper got offed, for lack of better explanation, Bill Clinton says in an interview that William Cooper is the most dangerous man in America.
Wow. I didn't even hear that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. One of sometimes co-hosts here on Free Talk Live is Silver Dave. And Silver Dave is former Special Forces. And didn't Cooper write the book Behold a Pale Horse?
Yes, he did. Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, that book right there is, I mean, I'm getting goosebumps on my thinking about
it. That's audio for the blind, which is good.
Yeah. So that book is, wow. It is if anybody can go read Beheld, what is
Behold,
it?
Behold the Pale Horse.
Behold the Pale Horse, something like that. You'll find it, and just listen to an audio in the background, and like you'll be stopping yourself, like, did he just say that? Because this has been going on. I mean, he has literally, you know, predicted like all the nasty things that have been going on, like the school shootings. He talks about how the kids are going to be either injected or given drugs, and their minds are going to be able to be controlled, and they're going to send someone into like a group of people, and it'll be one of these people on, and he's talking about like the, you know, the mind altering drugs, like the Prozac and what are those
SSRIs,
something like that. And it's pretty amazing. But what I think, I don't think, first off, here in New Hampshire with our Liberty movement, we're pretty strong, I think. We are not low-hanging fruit. The government, I don't think, really wants to mess with us. New Hampshire is very, very heavily armed. There are, I think, are way more guns than there are people in New Hampshire. There is, you know, it is known that, like, you know, if you go at the middle of the night, your car breaks down, and you go knock on a door in rural New Hampshire, you will probably be greeted with a shotgun.
You should be greeted, but if you need help, you know, the guy should help you, not just you two.
No, I say greeted with a shotgun as, or a gun, a guy may
protection,
have, you know, protection. He's going to be wary. And sometimes here in rural New Hampshire, people do break down, and there's no cell phone service, and you got to, like, just walk to the nearest house. And
which is interesting in a state where the crime rate is so low.
Well, most people, like, in rural New Hampshire, if, like, my house, somebody knocks on my door at 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to be, you know, turning some lights on and seeing who it is, but,
sure.
You know, because, I mean, you know, I got, you know, my wife and, you know, family and stuff there, but this isn't, you know, it's, people are afraid to go knock on doors because they know everybody's armed here.
See, I've had a different experience. Like last year when I moved here, or year before last, whenever it was, I don't remember now. My cell phone died somewhere in Vermont, and it was my GPS. It was my how to get here, and because I could only charge it wirelessly because the charging port was broken, it was screwed. There was no chance for me to recharge it. So there I was, made it up to somewhere in northern New Hampshire, knocking on doors, trying to find out where Lancaster, New Hampshire was and where Rogers Campground was. And
was it dark?
No, it was, the sun was setting, it was dusk.
Okay.
So
all
it was about 5:30, 6 in the afternoon.
Yep.
No answer at any door.
Oh,
ever.
Really?
Oh,
at,
yeah.
At any of the houses I tried.
No, that's people I got home yet, probably.
Oh, no, there were cars in the driveway.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I didn't just pull into, like, empty-looking driveways.
Okay.
But like, oh, hey.
Hey, when I say greet you with a shotgun, I mean, not that they're pointing a shotgun at you, but most people, this is not a place where you break into a house.
No,
because,
okay, fine.
Because you're going to be met with resistance. If you, if you're need some help or something, you know, obviously just because you're knocking on the door, I doubt somebody's going to shoot you. But if your intent is to break
in. I'd move up there if I could, but I can't because, you guys, I don't have any money. And we have to depend on, unfortunately, government services. I wish we would have a good government. I mean, but Bill Cooper got killed. Was it?
I feel your pain. The problem with that is that if the government's going to do something good, like assist the blind and things like that, it's going to come with this huge caveat of U.S. Marshals who are killing people like Bill Cooper.
Yeah.
The state as an organization seems incapable of just doing one of those two things.
So you Joseph, said you're on Section 8, and Section 8, I know in Massachusetts, is a form of government-subsidized housing.
Yes, it is, and you pay so much money, but they want to know how much is in the bank, and you only get to keep $2,000. That's horrible. But
right,
I have no choice because I had difficulties in life and failed because of a lot of abuse, but that's the way it is.
Well,
do the best you can.
Housing, for example, it is so, like, it is so expensive. Housing is very, very scarce right now because of the protectionism of government. And, like, right here in the state legislature in New Hampshire, I've been at committee hearings where they're talking about zoning laws on, occupancy of certain, like, size homes and stuff. And, like, if, you know, you can only have a couple bedrooms, and it was just one of these things, but it was like the New Hampshire Realtors Association was, yes, we're in support of this bill, which was basically limiting on how many people could stay in, like, a particular house, and it didn't get any traction, but it was just something I was sitting and listening on a couple years ago, and, you know, but There's 1.8 million unoccupied vacant bank-owned homes in this country as of 2 years ago. As of a year ago, and there's more now.
Well, Joseph, thank you so much for the call. To answer your question directly, I don't know. I mean, what can you as a person do to keep the U.S. Marshals from killing random people?
Yes, stop using the states. Stop using the copyright of the state, but that's a whole different subject.
I would say stop using the state's money.
Absolutely.
That helps. Simplest way. 855-450-3733.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com. Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org. I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah.
is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Jack,
and Jay.
And ForkFest.Party is actually sponsoring Alt Expo this Saturday. Now, this is an event for liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June the 29th until July the 5th at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. It's happening the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, so no one is in charge, which also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping site, your RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June the 29th until July the 5th. And where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can just relax and go camping with other liberty lovers, or create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. But if you're planning an event, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with other ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, which is ForkFest.Party. Again, that's ForkFest.Party. Now, I'm looking forward to Liberty Forum for different reasons than the two of you are. I'm looking forward, basically, to trolling them. because I'm trans, right?
Yep.
And they are never going to throw me out or ask me to leave. No matter what crazy, controversial thing I say, they're never going to do it because I'm the token trans person.
Yeah,
and
but if you're
I'm the one who makes them not look like Republicans who smoke pot.
So right? You can get away with way more stuff than a 30-year-old white male that speaks English, right? And that was born in America?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and I plan on exploiting that.
Nice.
As far as I can, because I think it will be very funny. Like, the whole thing here is that Ian happened to say something that made them upset. And I have stated repeatedly that I agree with Ian entirely on the subject. I was 14 when I lost my virginity to a 19-year-old. And I wasn't exploited. I wasn't a victim. I consented to it.
Yeah, I mean, I was 13 and had a sexual adventure with a 28-year-old. And I thought it was great. You know,
I learned some really good skills. Hey, that was awesome.
I mean, you know.
Looking forward to more of that.
I told my mom about it when I was like 30, and she was pretty upset, but.
You know. Good thing you waited 16 years.
I wanted to make sure, nobody was going to get in trouble.
I was talking a little earlier about the history of the libertarian movement, and a lot of people think that the libertarian movement started the year before they got involved. But there's a long history in the libertarian movement of a great diversity of ideas, and it's really typical at any kind of big libertarian get-together. I mean, I'm going back to the late 60s or whatever. If there was a big event in the hotel, there would be all kinds of different, what do they call it? They're special interest groups, SIGs. And so, you know, you'd go to this room, and this would be the science fiction kids. And then you go to this room, there would be some other interest. So it's not alien to the libertarian movement to have people with a lot of different ideas. It just so happens in the Free State Project, they do sort of want to be like young Republicans and kind of, you know, I remember one guy joked that when he got involved in the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, he came here to be free, and the first thing they wanted him to do was put on a tie and a coat and go to the state house. You know, he's like, oh, to be free? You know, you want me to put a tie on? I don't even own one. Come on. So it's okay to be different and be a libertarian. That's what we're all about.
And, you know, our differences, are what make us strong. Can you imagine if everybody, you know, for example, in our community, which is this freedom community here in New Hampshire, if we all agreed on everything and had one special skill, it was the same skill, we'd be useless. The fact that we are different, the fact that we have different ideas, we have different religions, different work ethics, different passions, different desires, the things we hate are all, everybody hates something, but you hate all different things, we all love different things, makes us really strong. And even like with the red pill moms, you know, I somebody was giving me a hard time is, well, we don't need any more single issue libertarians coming to New Hampshire, this one guy says to me. I says, well, actually, they're concerned about health freedom for their babies. They will fight to the death for the rights of their babies. So therefore, they're going to fight to the death for their own rights. And so they obviously care about somebody else's babies, too, if they care about their own babies. And so that's why I, you know, these moms are the red pill mommies. And they're going to want people to have guns and property rights and things like that. So most people that I've met in the libertarian movement started off as single issue, whether it was anti-war, whether it was, you know, I'm sick of paying income tax, whatever. Or, I have to get a permission slip to live in a house. You know, I got an IRS audit, one guy says to me. That's when I became a libertarian, he said.
Yeah, and the whole idea of the Alt Expo was to get together all the single issue people so that we can ally, work together on things. Like, one of the groups I always thought was a really good group to ally with was the motorcyclists, who they're fighting like every other year against having a helmet law. It's like one of the only states in the country where you're not compelled to wear a helmet to ride a motorcycle. And so people said, oh, you know, blah, 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 they're not libertarians. I'm going, they sure are on that issue. That's something they really care about and they'll put energy into. And that's what we need, is people that have a passion for their issue.
And when the hippies, you know, the people who want to make cannabis legal, for example, let's call them hippies for lack of a better word, when they come out strong and help out the motorcyclists on the anti, you know, helmet laws, and you say, hey, man, you know, I want to, can you call, I called my state rep, and I said, I don't think, you know, there should be a helmet law. Would you call your state rep and say, well, I think cannabis should be legalized since I did this for you? That's like a grassroots, like, activism that's, like, not hard.
Motorcycle riding, pot-smoking people that become moms, you know, and now they start defending their kids' rights, you know, so you got, like, all of the issues starting to come together for them. They become libertarians because they see that, you know, we're all under attack.
And one really cool thing about New Hampshire, when I say you can call your representative, quite likely you will be calling him or her, and it will be, you know, a cell phone that they'll pick up or their home phone. I have probably about 30 state representatives' phone numbers in my phones, and if I call them right now, they would pick it up. And because, well, we got 400 of them here, so they're easy to access.
I don't have any representatives.
I know what you mean. I know I have contacts of people who are state representatives in my phone. Yes,
they're my representatives.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I hope you correct them when you have a chance.
I try to avoid them as much as possible.
So altexpo.net is how somebody can get a hold of you, right, Jack?
Yeah, that's our website. And when you go there, you'll see, oh, it needs work. So we actually need a volunteer who knows how to do WordPress better than me. I haven't really touched it in a year or so. So we don't, you know, my big goal when we started it was to have this alternative site that would service everybody with alternative interests. And maybe we'll still do that someday. But when you come to New Hampshire, there's people already involved in one of the spokes of this wheel of alternatives.
We can't hear you.
I call it the wheel of alternatives. Everybody's got their own single issue thing.
If anybody's watching on the live feed, Jack's referring to a shirt that he's wearing here. So yeah, you're getting it there. But go ahead, finish up what you can say. You got 20 seconds.
Yeah, because like money is a single issue thing. So the Bitcoin people are in one of the spokes of the wheel of alternatives.
Very cool. And people can find out more at altexpo.net. That's altexpo.net.
That's right.
Awesome. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind, 855-450-3733, or use the Discord call-in lines, which you can find at discord.freetalklive.com.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Senators are now asking questions in day 8 of President Trump's impeachment trial.
I send a question to the desk.
They sent their questions to Chief Justice John Roberts to read aloud. Democrats hope to call witnesses, including former National Security Advisor John Bolton. But White House counsel Patrick Philbin says Democrats missed their shot.
They didn't even subpoena John Bolton.
Lead House Manager Adam Schiff.
There's no way to have a fair trial without witnesses.
Bolton's attorney now has a letter from the White House warning him his new book contains classified information. They say the book could violate federal law. A plane from Wuhan, China, carrying 200 Americans, has landed in California. All on board passed health screenings while they were in Alaska. Many airlines have stopped their flights to China to help stop the spread of the coronavirus. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Jay.
Jack unfortunately had to leave. He could only be here for the first hour and a half of the show. But we're glad he came in, and I'm looking forward to seeing him again this coming Saturday at Liberty Forum/Alt Expo.
And just so everybody knows, if you go Liberty Forum on the internet, it'll show right up. It is in Manchester, New Hampshire. I said that the motel was in Londonderry. Londonderry is about 50 feet down the road. And it's the Best Western, I think, in Manchester, New Hampshire. There's actually good parking. It's like just outside the city, so it's not in a hipster village like it usually is, where everything, you can't park and everything's overpriced. It's a much better location, I personally think, and it should be a great time whether you go to Liberty Forum or Alt Expo, and there'll be good speakers at both events.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Well, I had an article here from the New York Times, but I forgot that they suck and they like their paywalls and subscriptions and all that kind of crap. And I have zero interest in creating, even though it's a free account, I have zero interest in creating said account with the New York Times. So
that is so annoying. I hate it, man. Read articles and just like stuff pops up and then you hit the wrong button and then you can't look at it. And then all of a sudden, you know, they're just advertising something that you just thought about. You haven't even uttered the words yet. That's scary stuff. I mean, I have a conversation with my wife about some product we need, and this is a look on my whatever, device that's being thrown at me.
I was talking with Matt Roach recently about guitars and whether or not he intended to get guitar lessons and stuff like that. And since then, I have gotten nothing but advertisements trying to give me guitar lessons and things like that. So, well, I think you're confused here, Facebook and Amazon. I would give people guitar lessons. I don't necessarily need them unless it's from like the 70-year-old guitarist there at the guitar shop who's been working with guitars his entire life. Yeah, I would take lessons for that guy.
So you teach guitar lessons?
I would before I took guitar lessons.
Yep.
Because I've been playing for like 15 years.
Well, that's good to know.
I mean, that's not to say I don't have anything to learn, but the odds of SeanTeachesBass.com is going to be able to teach me anything about playing the bass is just that, look, I know how to make a G chord. Thanks. Have a good day.
I actually was able to get myself through Twinkle Twinkle Little Star in a violin a couple years ago, and I did it all on just watching YouTube videos.
Very cool. Well, speaking of Liberty events and things like that, as of course we were talking about, Alt Expo is coming up this Saturday, as well as Liberty Forum. We have a Liberty update from LibertyCon. You won't want to miss these two very special debates. First, whether or not government is necessary. This debate is going to feature David Freeman and Timothy Sandifer. David will be arguing that government is not necessary, while Timothy will be taking the opposite approach. Second, does capitalism require government intervention? Gene Epstein, the economics editor for Barron's, will debate Stephen Pearlstein of the Washington Post. Epstein will argue against intervention, and Pearlstein will argue in favor of it. Be part of LibertyCon. It's a unique Liberty convention, April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C., for people who want to network with more than 70 pro-Liberty organizations for the purposes of career advancement or business and internship opportunities. Visit LibertyCon.com for more details on our incredible list of speakers, events, and student discounts. That's LibertyCon.com. Use code FTL for a $10 discount.
So speaking of LibertyCon and the debate there, whether or not we need government, I really enjoy attending like live debates, especially at like festivals or conferences. Now, I don't know how LibertyCon is going to be set up, but one thing that I imagine you could do if you go to LibertyCon and you watch this debate is after the debate, you could, you know, if there was something like seriously wrong with somebody's argument or something like maybe need a little tweaking or however you thought. That's a great opportunity to have like further discussion with those guys, either at like the after parties or the meet and greets or just with other people. And that's how you really like find good people that like you want to like associate with and do business with. And that's my favorite thing about like all these events, Liberty Forum, all the festivals, the conferences, Alt Expo Pork Fest, Fork Fest, and Alt Expo is where I have literally met people who today are my closest friends. Awesome. Because they're the kind of people that I want to, you know, be friends with. They're you know, I could call it like my tribe.
Yeah.
But if you're anywhere, you know, and going to those Liberty Cons, is where you're going to find these kind of people.
The only debate I can think of that I wanted to go to and wasn't able to make because I was just so young at the time was when Stephen Fry debated Jesse Jackson, I think it was, and just made a total fool of himself because Stephen Fry kept talking about what man said about God, and specifically Christianity, and Jesse Jackson was instead talking about the concept of God and what God meant to him. So Stephen Fry
was Christians were always right.
It wasn't a debate about Christianity, though. And that's Jesse Jackson just kept saying is Stephen Fry just was not listening. He wasn't debating with Jesse Jackson. He was debating with the Christian church, and the Christian church wasn't there, wasn't a participant. So the whole debate was just embarrassing, and I wish I had been there. But like, will you address his point?
Listen to
him and counter what he said.
And I've been on many debates over the years for all kinds of things. I've been on debates at like Liberty Forum, Alt Expo. I was debates in high school. Debating is fun. In fact,
it is.
So
shockingly, we're fans of debate.
So public. the public commentary, the crowd's commentary and debates is I believe is invited. You know, the boos or the clapping or the get to the point and ask the question. I love that kind of like stuff because that just, you know the crowd's engaged.
Yeah.
And you're actually doing a good job as a debate if the crowd is engaged, I think. But when I was a senior in high school, I had to do this debate, and the debate was gun control.
Oh, boy.
And the teacher, I could have been a junior, actually. So the teacher, the English teacher who was, like, putting this together, I mean, she was a straight-up, Democrat-loving, you know, Hillary Clinton, her hero kind. And so she puts me on the pro-gun control side of the debate. And, like, I mean, I was, like, 17 years old and, like, almost in tears that I had to, like, you know.
Really?
Debate the pro-gun control side. Because I was, you know, I think right. We should have guns. In fact,
sure.
I was probably the only guy in the school that was really, you know, passionate about that.
Well,
so I
one of the debates I did in high school was anti-gay marriage. I was on the anti-gay marriage side because that was just where I was assigned. So,
yep.
I mean, it's good practice to have to argue for something that you don't actually believe or endorse.
Well,
sadly, we did win that debate, which is all the worse, right?
So you did a good job?
I guess. Well, the other side did a worse job.
Well, what I did is, so my father's like, well, this is like a really good time for you to be an insurgent.
Okay.
He's like, you know, what the pro-gun control people say right before they slaughter millions of people. Now, my dad had been taking me to like John Birch Society meetings, you know, my whole life.
Right.
You know, and I'm, you know, teenager in high school. So I did some heavy-duty research, and I found all the reasons that Hitler wanted to get rid of the guns. I found all the reasons that the Chinese, you know, Emperor Mao Zedong, whatever, wanted to get rid of guns. The reason Stalin wanted to get rid of the guns and, you know, what we got to do, you know. And so I just used, like, all the, you know, heavy-hitting anti-gun propaganda that the experts, you know, and anti-gun experts who collectively killed, you know, nearly 100 million people, essentially.
Yeah.
And so I just set up my side of the debate to just fail tremendously. But I everything was a fact. And I'm like, you know, and I had a hard time not, like, you know, quoting these guys in, like, some, you know, lazy American German accent.
Right.
You know, giving it away. But the other side knew real quick I was talking about, you know, who exactly I was quoting. And so it was fun. The teacher was really, really upset. And she thought she was going to put the screws to me by, you know, putting me against my morals, essentially.
Right. But ultimately, you got the last laugh and you managed to make a anti-gun control argument for the pro-gun control side.
That's right.
Awesome. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live, and you can talk about whatever is on your mind. That's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNlife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNlife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNlife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNlife.com or 844-443-6637.
The letters IRS give you anxiety. I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Jay.
And we want to talk about Anarcho-Polka, which we're also not going to. It's coming up in just like 2 weeks anyway. 2 or 3 weeks. I don't remember exactly when. But none of us are going, I don't think.
No. And usually, Ian and Mark go. Free Talk Live gets invited. And a couple weeks ago, I was like, "Hey, Mark, you going to Mexico? You going to Anarcho-Polka?" He goes, "No, not this year." And it's something to do with.
Well, before that particular thing happened, I was probably going in Mark's stead because he's in the Marianas doing his.
Oh, okay.
Liberty Freedom Island thing. That I don't know what he's doing. Having a good time, presumably.
I know, several months ago he was kind of planning on being there, or this summer when we were talking about it. And
they've been like every year, haven't they?
Yeah, they've been every year. I guess for the past 5 years, this will be the sixth year of Anarcho-Polka. Was 2015 the first year? I'm not really sure, but anyways, I have a very good friend, a guy I met out in Colorado. His name is Kenny Paterno. I think I said his name right. And he goes by Kenny's Kitchen on Steam. And he's been a Steam It guy for a long time. And he does an article. After being part of the first five, I won't be going to Anarcho-Polka this year or in the future.
And what a strong statement.
It is a strong statement.
Because I've been to every ForkFest so far, and I can't imagine in 2 years being like, after being at every ForkFest so far, I'm never going to it again. Something really drastic would have to change.
Well, yeah, and basically, and there's some people who feel the same way about ForkFest.
Well, the Porcupine Freedom Festival is a different beast. I don't intend to go to that this year.
Sure. And
I didn't go last year.
Yep.
I've been to one Porcupine Freedom Festival, and I was just like, I don't want to go listen to a bunch of people talk at me about liberty. No thanks. I'm good.
Sure.
I'd rather hang out with people who are going to have conversations with me rather than at me. about liberty.
I've missed two Pork Fests since
2000. Porcupine Freedom Festivals, yes.
Yeah, Porcupine Freedom Festival. Okay, right. Yeah, I've missed two Porcupine Freedom Festivals since, which does help with confusion, yes.
Yeah. It's a mouthful, though.
Right.
But, yeah.
So I've been to that one ever since, I think, 7 or 8, 2007 or 2008. I'm not sure which year. I missed two of them. I kind of was, like, protesting those guys, you know, saying, we don't want Ian here. You know, we're uninviting him. You know, it's a rich boys club. We don't want him around. You know, or whatever their nonsense is. That just, like, annoyed me. And I, like, you know what?
I've heard nothing but nonsense from the Free State Project, Inc. I mean, I'm just being honest.
Sure. And the thing is, a lot of the people who are, like, involved in FSP, Inc., are dear friends of mine, and
yeah, like
I love
Roger
them
Paxton.
Very much.
Well, he's not involved with them any longer, but he was freaking fantastic.
Sure, and Roger's a good guy, and Rachel Goldsmith, who is the interim director, she's a good lady. I mean, she was at the wedding shower we had, you know, a couple weeks ago. She's been a good friend of mine. I've done work for her and stuff, and just, you know, so many people have done such a great job organizing it. I really can't point a finger at any bad guys individually because I like everybody.
Well, they've set that up by design as well by refusing to talk about what actually happened and why they did what they did and who's actually, you know, the one who's got the grudge against Ian for whatever bizarre, stupid reason.
Right, right, yeah, which is.
So, I mean, they're creating that smokescreen purposely.
Somebody is.
Yeah.
And I have had...
Well, the others are creating it for them because it would only take one of those board members to come forward and be like, yeah, we don't have an issue with that. That's just this person.
Well, but
none of them are doing it. They're all in it together.
When Roger Paxton goes and asks all the board members individually if they have a problem with Ian Freeman, they all say no.
Right, because they're two-faced liars.
And you know what?
At least one of them is a two-faced liar, and the other two are at least covering for this other two-faced liar.
Or there's some other entity or individual influencing the board because I've asked... Not every single board member that's there right now, but, you know, the past few boards, I've asked all those people. Maybe I missed one that,
sure.
And they've all been, oh, yeah, we like him. He's fine. You know, I got no problem with him, yada, yada, yada. Now, I don't know if they're just blowing smoke.
And yet they keep banning him from events.
Well, and the people I've talked to are all people I pretty much like.
Yeah.
I really don't have a problem with them. So, which is a little bit of a prejudice on my side because, you know, I like these people. So when they tell me something, it's just hard for me to not believe what they got to say, which is a naive thing. But when you dislike somebody and they tell you something, it's a little easier to, you know, not believe what they got to say.
Sure.
So,
well, it's hard to believe that someone you like and someone that you respect is going to lie to your
right,
face.
Right. And
but clearly kind of, one of them is.
That's kind of the problem. So, you know, back to Anarchapulco, I've never gone down there.
I haven't either.
I really wanted to the past few years, but, you know, life's happening. Couldn't leave. I got, you know, more responsibilities now that don't allow me to leave New Hampshire for, you know, to go to Mexico anyways.
Well, let's hold off on the discussion of Anarchapulco, and let's go to the phones real quick. We've got James calling from Arizona. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Jack, there's so much I should like to talk to you about as to why I would never move to New Hampshire to be around people that have made an embarrassment of the liberty movement.
And are you a libertarian, James?
I left the Libertarian Party because of people like Jay Loon. And
but not people like me, interesting.
Mark Edgington, who, by the way, has left the Free State Project and moved to another American territory where his rights will be protected by the barrel of the gun and people willing to go to war to fight for freedom.
Okay, so it wasn't people like me that caused you to leave libertarianism? It was people like Jay and Mark.
Okay, Jack, I called to talk to you and not the bald-faced liar that...
Jack is gone.
...established that as a fact.
Jack had to go to work.
I just tuned in late because I don't get to listen to your show live. I have to catch up. And
yeah.
YouTube has this amazing thing where you can, like, start the beginning of your show before or after it started. Oh, dang.
You got to hit the bell so you get the YouTube notification, James. You can get it right in the beginning.
Then why don't you grow a sack, James DeMezio, and allow me to speak to you and have a conversation where you've already had the first word. Why don't you let me have the last for once in your pathetic excuse for an existence. No disrespect. The reason why people didn't answer the door in New Hampshire late at night when you showed up, look in the mirror. That is a fact, sir. Are you with me, James?
I'm with you, James.
I mean, when somebody knocks
on
my door.
Nobody wants to answer the door for a freak. Sorry, yeah. Buddy.
You really can't even see who's on the other side.
I don't hate you because you're a dude that looks like a woman that sounds like a man because you are. And I'm glad that you will not die from your illness called gender dysphoria. That's an allusion to the first hour about you're sick. You're not going to die of your sickness. I don't know if any human being has ever died of gender dysphoria.
Do you hate Aria?
I'd like to talk to you and Jay Loon about two things that cannot possibly be true. Like,
Before you say that gender dysphoria hasn't killed anyone, have you looked at the suicide rates of people who have gender dysphoria and are forbidden or prohibited for transitioning?
My heart grieves for them just as much
as... Well, that's gender dysphoria killing people, is my point.
Killing yourself and dying of an illness, a mental illness, are two different things.
Well, mental illness generally does not actually take people's lives. I mean, it causes them to commit suicide.
I have nothing but compassion and sympathy for people that think they're a woman when they were born with a penis and their parents call them James because of that. And because of...
You're the only person on your birth in the United States who calls me James. Just so you know that.
Your name is James that your parents gave you, like Cassius Clay. You can call yourself whatever you want. I'm not denying that. You can't tell me you're something that you're not.
I've done that so. So what's your point, James? You said you had two questions or two facts or whatever.
Yeah, and this is something I'd like to delve into as why I'm not a libertarian with a big L anymore, let alone why, lucky for you, and the guy that looking... I would say that you're the ugliest man to be alive in Keene, New Hampshire, but actually...
That's very nice of you. Thank you.
No, you're looking at him, James, pretty boy that you are.
That got weird quick.
No, Jaylen, you're lucky. You're lucky you're 2,500 miles away from me and say the stuff about me on the public airwaves. Because if you live right down the street from me, you'd be calling the cops after I was done with you. But I wouldn't use a wrench or something like that, like Mark Edgington's victim was had to incur. He still can't be reached for comment, Jay.
So why would I need to call the cops now?
If you talk to me in my physical presence, like the manner you've spoken to me on the public airwaves, Miss Piggy would have to have a real man in the house to take care of your son, or is it a daughter, for the rest of that kid's life.
So what is it that I told you that offended you? Or what is it that I said that offended you?
It's all imaginary to him. I've never even interacted with this guy, right? Before he started called a freedom, and he just called in and started hating on me and threatening me with death one day. It's like, I don't even know you, dude.
He is getting more polite, though. This is one of the most polite interactions I've had with him, I must say.
Yeah, and that's sad, but you're not wrong. 855-450-3733. James, thanks for the polite call.
Do you like going to your job every day? Can you set your own schedule and take long vacations whenever you want? Are you free to do whatever you want in your dating or sex life? I'm Caleb Jones, and I've taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at mark@freetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. mark@freetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.